November 2nd, 2021. Welcome to the Divided Kingdom Evening News Program. Truth for those able to hear it. God's remnant. This is Lou Caverly. Tonight, Elizabeth Cuppet Caverly and I are especially concerned about the newest population to be subjected to the onerous COVID-19, so-called vaccines. In reality, the mRNA operating systems that alter human DNA with almost a 1 million VAERS vaccine injuries now reported. And by many accounts, that is only about 1% of the true number of cases. Hear this program on WWCR.com and their shortwave frequency, 4.840 megahertz, Thursday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Repeating on Saturday mornings on a frequency of 7.490 megahertz at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We can also be heard on Liberty Works Radio Network, that is LWRN.net, and our newest venue, KStarTalkRadio.com, Saturdays at 5 p.m., repeating Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Go to our website, DividedKingdomRadio.com. There you can visit our listening archives to hear our vital past programs. You can also read our articles under Breaking News. We thank all of you for the help you gave us for December. We could not remain on air without you.
And this is Elizabeth Cuppet Caverly. We pray all of you, precious listeners, had a blessed Thanksgiving. Life is always a mixture of valleys, some of them deep and more than a few, consisting of vicious satanic attacks on those who attempt to walk the true narrow path under Jesus Christ. And then come the times of refreshing, the mountain peaks, the glorious reality of our Savior rescuing us and sustaining us. Lou and I certainly experienced both this Thanksgiving 2021. Also came the humbling joy of some of you listeners sacrificially sending help to secure us being on the December airwaves. Thank you from our deepest hearts and souls. We really need help for January. You can send checks either made out directly to WWCR or Global Star Communications. Cash and postage stamps are a great help, too. As Lou and I experienced worry and several very vicious attacks from Satan, remember Pastor Bob Martin of Challenge Ministries on WWCR warns us that we are mistaken if we think any satanic attack is the last one. He says, expect another one, same time next week. Anyway, just as we had experienced this and come through it, Lou got an unexpected email. It informed him we had a loan that had matured and was now paid off. We were amazed. We thought that this loan would not be finished till February. We were amazed and joyful. There are still six other loans that we've taken out over the years to keep staying on the air to do our Watchman radio work. And most of these will finish over the next 2 years. In fact, all of those six will finish at the end of the 2 years ahead. But this unexpected blessing resulted in us now having $325 more a month. We opened the Bible in order to give God praise and to see what he thought about all this, the glorious thing he had done for us. The Bible opened right away to Psalm 113. It seems so significant to us personally and to you, God's beloved remnant, as you seek and fight for the truth that Lou is going to read this passage, this psalm, showing God's encouragement to all of us. And as we think about that, we also ask you to continue to pray for the intensive care physician in Pennsylvania who was terminated because he refused to take the aborted baby COVID shots. Lou, let's now go to God's holy scripture.
Psalm 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Yes, God really is with us, with each one of us, who love and honor him and his scriptural laws every moment of every day of our lives. We need not fear the new so-called COVID variant, Omicron. It may be simple fear-mongering hype to herd the cattle back into compliance to get the dangerous gene-altering COVID shots. But we now move to authentic issues of potential deadly harm. Tonight's title, Babes in Gruesome COVID Toyland, Pope Francis and the Great Reset, and much more.
Lou, as I have mentioned before, previously, that is, on this program, I have this sort of a hobby. I guess it's a little maudlin. I'm checking out the local newspaper's obituaries, trying to ascertain whether certain deaths could be silent indictments of the murderous clot shots, the COVID clot shots that have resulted in myocarditis, strokes, heart attacks. And on my way to the Thanksgiving edition obituaries, I paused in the regional weekend section, and my eye caught the full-color portraits of a blonde entertainer, and then a red-haired one, along with an African-American entertainer. And the headline blasted out said, Sunday drag brunch with Magnolia Applebottom with special guests Miss Mann, Rosie Overbrook. Imagine Thanksgiving time, Sunday brunch. This was Sunday drag brunch. Our pilgrim forefathers would have been in mortal shock to see what their original Thanksgiving time, a humble gratitude to God, has become defiance to his holy scripture. Yet, Americans have the gall to then ask God to protect them, to bless America as a nation. This disobedience and adoption of sin is so widespread that it has cast a witch's spell over the entire nation. Otherwise, how on earth could parents consent to sacrificing their tiny tots to mRNA kill shots? Lou and I have written an important warning piece. We will each read the part we authored. Death by Eugenics, Then and Now, November 28, 2021, Lou and Elizabeth Caverly. Now, late November, America, 2021. An evil Christmas is in the air. Dr. Jane Ruby reported on the November 22nd Stu Peters show about a wicked Kentucky mass COVID vaccination clinic for children ages 5 to 11. James Kyle Turnbow and his wife are bringing Yule ambiance to the administering of these unprecedented gene-altering mRNA shots. Santa and lollipops! Imagine that. Turnbow, an appointee to the National Merchant Mariner Medical Advisory Committee, also has connections to the Department of Defense and DHS. Turnbow, recipient of $1 million from the federal PPP program, is perhaps following in the evil Nazi doctor Joseph Mengele's footsteps. for on November 19, 2021, Children's Health Defense reported that 444 adverse events had been reported in the 5 to 11 age group since November 1st. One reported death was an 11-year-old Georgia girl vaccinated September 14th prior to the Pfizer-authorized 5 to 11 COVID shots.
Then, a decade prior to World War II, in the 1930s, the elites in many states had bought into the pseudoscience of eugenics, the belief that the American people, as well as other nationalities, could be bred to produce an improved species. Earlier proponents, like Francis Galton in England, thought that the best individuals should marry to have superior offspring. But in the United States, the concept had been strongly influenced by social Darwinism. Only the strong would survive. Hence, the weak would have to be eliminated. As a consequence, many states instituted compulsory sterilization laws. Author Edwin Black states that almost half of the victims were in California. In Virginia, poor whites in rural areas, blacks, epileptics, and others were picked up by law enforcement and taken to state hospitals where they were sterilized, often without their knowledge. Most of them were ordinary people who happened to have been born into poverty. Some were told only years later why they could have no children. Others were never told at all. They were classified as feeble-minded, although just what that meant was not explained. At least 60,000 people were sterilized across America before the practice was ended. A half century later, one victim, who was ashamed to use his real name, went by the pseudonym Buck Smith. He told a newspaper reporter a half century later, "Eventually, you knew your time would come. We weren't grown up enough to think about it. We didn't know what it meant." And that's from Edwin Black's book, War Against the Weak. The American eugenics movement strongly influenced the plans of Adolf Hitler when he came to power. And this is in quotes, "Hitler and his race hygienists carefully crafted eugenic legislation modeled on laws already introduced across America. Hitler himself regularly communicated with American eugenicists from New York to California." Unquote. There is a direct link between the sterilizations in the United States and the Holocaust in Nazi Germany. Once again, turn the clock face forward to 2021. Have things really changed? We hear reports of Australian Indigenous citizens being kidnapped by military troops and taken to quarantine camps. There are even Australian reports of victims being thrown down and inoculated by force. This is in violation of the first Nuremberg Code, written in the aftermath of World War II. To prevent future atrocities, like the ones committed by the Nazi doctors, the first of these codes reads, "The voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential." Unquote.
And what about the United States? As mentioned previously, Dr. Jane Ruby reported on November 22, 2021, that the mass vaccination clinic run by James Kyle Turnbow was luring young children to get COVID vaccinations accompanied by Santa, lollipops, and other fun enticements. Turnbow is, quote, double dipping into his federal loan to make more money. Bioweapons for babies could also be the slogan for the child COVID mRNA gene shots being administered at East Tennessee Mercy Hospital. But Dr. David Berry and the Blacksburg, Virginia Pediatric Clinic got a head start on all the others, hastening to begin the dangerous new child vax experiments around the first week of November. Note, the setting of rural Tennessee and Virginia is very reminiscent of the locations of the 1930s secret sterilizations. The hideousness of sacrificing tiny children to experimental human gene-altering shots, mRNA operating systems, is only equaled by the bragging and false humility of these new Dr. Mengeles. Dr. David Berry of Blacksburg Pediatric Center, owned by the Privia Group, which is almost 100% controlled by Goldman Sachs, gives out popsicles and stickers to unsuspecting children. Dr. Berry states proudly, We've seen a huge response and are humbled by it.
Vaccination mandates are trying to take hold here in America. Can we really call the vaccination voluntary when failure to take the jab will result in loss of livelihood? Remember, Hitler's early laws deprived Jews and certain others of the means to practice a profession. The death camps in Final Solution were on the horizon.
Where is the outrage at sending our tiniest children into the fires of Moloch? Even as the infamous Dr. Fauci calls for injecting infants next. And Lou, you know, the part that you wrote about the poor man who went through all those things that Edwin Black delineated in his book, War Against the Weak, Buck Smith, when you had written the quote, eventually you knew your time would come. Well, that sort of puzzled me. And I kept thinking, oh, I guess it meant that looking back, he thought, well, eventually he had matured, gotten older, and he realized what had been done to him. But that wasn't it, was it, when I asked you?
No, and as I explained to you, Elizabeth, it meant that he was watching as other unfortunates were picked up and taken away. And he knew that sooner or later, he would be grabbed and taken.
Yes, and that's when he said, you knew your time would come. This is a hellacious time we're living in. And right before airtime, to find out that some of my younger relatives had now taken the vax, I was just fit to be tied. But these younger relatives, they're millennials. They live in the secular world. They said to me once, yes, they believed in Jesus, but they have no idea what believing in Jesus really means. They haven't been taught. They haven't been in Sunday school since they were tiny children. No, they have no foundation. What's going to become of everyone like this? As the things get worse and worse and the deaths increase, what are we going to see in this country? Will the light of God's people be extinguished, or will we have people so debilitated, so demoralized, so harmed that they will finally repent? We really do wonder. But now, Lou, you have a little more, don't you, to say, or don't you have anything right there?
Well, I have something that one of our listeners mailed to us. It's called A Very Brief Pointer. It was written by Keen Observer and Divided Kingdom listener Richard, dated November 4th, 2021. Anyone of Judeo-Christian belief, somewhat familiar with the Book of Revelation of St. John the Divine, either has not reread it recently or has noticed how the globalists are using it for their operating manual. The unholy trinity of virus bioweapon, false vaccine bioweapon, and compliance passports are the mark of the beast, and not a favorable thing to have on one's resume. It is daunting to be not allowed to buy or sell groceries, for instance. But Marx and his followers were Satanists. Communism and its governments are of Satan. And though of unexcelled patience, God's patience is not unlimited. Hard choice. Don't get it wrong.
And, you know, we can comment again now, hitting us personally with these younger relatives. The one is a mother who is breastfeeding her child. And, Lou, we've heard these reports of what happened to some little babies who were breastfeeding from vaxxed mothers. It isn't good. It's terrible. And all we can do as watchmen is follow God's calling to us to warn the people. And those who will not listen, those who are willful, have made their own choices. My late father, when I was trying to make excuses for a bad boyfriend I had, my father looked at me because I said maybe he had no choice. He had a mean mother. He had this. He had that. And my father says, well, Elizabeth, that's what life is all about, making choices. That's right. God gave us free will. And you have free will, too, listeners, to do nothing or to try to take some action. And if you pray and God leads you to share with people who are your friends, people you don't know, people who are your pastors, just please tell them to go to the website DividedKingdomRadio.com. And if they go to breaking news there, they will see our newest essay, Death by Eugenics, Then and Now. They will see some other extremely important information about the contents of the vaccines in our October and November essays, mainly in November. So do tell others about our website and that they can listen in our archives. It's so important if we can save just a few more people physically, spiritually. We love the old America, and we want to be able to save it. And we thank Richard for those ideas. Richard is a person who has very little materially, but he used his talent for keen thinking and clear writing. Lou?
And now, the newest development seems to be the emergence of the purported new COVID variant, Omicron. You all recall the Illuminati Code of Ethics, duty to warn of the nefarious assaults to come.
That they are going to cause.
Yes, that's right. For example, the movie The Lone Gunman preceded and warned of the events of 9/11 to come. Uncanny, the way it mirrored the actual September 11, 2001. Well, now, we find there was a 1963 movie called Omicron. The science fiction tale involved aliens coming to Earth to infect humankind in order, ultimately, to figure out how to kill them. Is this another Illuminati smirk, an inside joke, that Omicron is really just a shedded mRNA operating system? Quote, new virus, unquote, created by the vaccine spike proteins themselves.
And Lou, I have to interject.
Yes.
That the spike proteins themselves are plenty potent. And you know, when I took that little tour there through the newspaper on Thanksgiving weekend on Sunday, and I stopped at the Drag Queen Sunday brunch, I never did meander on in telling the listeners what I found. And this shows perhaps how very, very effective these genocidal clot shots are. In this Thanksgiving edition of the local newspaper, it had the heading Celebrations of Life. And at this time, there were five obituaries. And I'm just going to read the first name and the initial. There was Wayne S., 80, passed away on Saturday, November 20th, at his home. Nancy S., from Delaware, 80, passed away peacefully on November 19th at her home, surrounded by her family. And next we have Gordy J. Gordy J., 54, passed away peacefully, surrounded by his devoted and loving family. There are three of them. Now here comes a fourth one. The fourth one, Lynn L. Lynn L. died on her 79th birthday. The cause of death was ovarian cancer. Okay, we can rule that one out. Anthony G., 60, passed away on November 8th in Tulsa. We aren't sure about him. And now, when we look at the possible stats here for this, Lou, we have, if three out of these five were highly suspect, you told me as a mathematician that it would be 60%, right?
That's right, yes.
But in case that one we're not sure about, the Tulsa one, if it was four out of five, that's 80%. These are highly suspect, and when people estimate that maybe a billion people will be killed at the end of this, we may never have this authenticated out in the open, but we're getting a lot closer toward it because a lot of people are beginning to realize that the Nuremberg Code is really coming into play to be applicable. So now, what you're saying there is Omicron is supposedly a new variant. Okay.
That's right, yes. Now, Health Ranger Mike Adams points out that in anagram fashion, just rearranging the alphabetic letters of Omicron, it turns it into the word moronic. Isn't that what any parents who take their 5 to 11-year-old child for clot shots are?
Or is?
Moronic? Morons?
If these parents, plural, they are morons. And whether we call it Omicron or Omicron, it doesn't matter. We've heard it both ways.
Yes.
It's so unimportant. It's just such a thing that you don't want to have go into Webster's Dictionary.
That's right. That's right. And Mike Adams also pasted an interesting article at his website, naturalnews.com, on November 27th, 2021. And I think you have that
yes,
one.
Yes, I do. The beginning of it, we're sharing it, 10 Omicron variant predictions for 2022 and beyond. Globalist authoritarian playbook stripped naked. The Omicron variant media hysteria is pure fiction. It's nothing but a 1984-style Orwellian psychological terrorism operation that has been engineered to keep the populations of the world enslaved and obedient while terrorist governments carry out their global depopulation/genocide programs. The evil genius of this narrative is that it requires no evidence whatsoever. Since no one can actually see a variant, and since no isolated Omicron viral samples exist anywhere in the world for lab test confirmations, a coordinated mass media hysteria campaign simply implants human consciousness with the illusion of Omicron, accompanied by extreme fear. To date, no one in America has even been diagnosed with the variant, and no one has died from it anywhere on the planet. Yet, thanks to mass media journo terrorism, half of America is now freaking out over something that likely doesn't exist at all. Omicron is almost certainly a coordinated fabrication. Yet, out of nowhere, the media has managed to program the population to lose their minds upon mention of the word mutations. Although random mutations in genetic material take place literally millions of times each day in every human being's own body, suddenly, quote, mutations are the scariest thing imaginable, according to the hyperventilating media, which is why I call Omicron a scariant, not a variant. Over the last 2 years, globalists have confirmed that fear, not science, is their ultimate mechanism of control over humanity.
Remember when we were all told in 2020 that it was just 60 to 70% of the country, or if just 60 to 70% of the country agreed to take two shots, everything would return to normal and COVID would be over. It was all a calculated lie from the start. The lie promised freedom if people would just comply. But what it delivered was tyranny and fear, along with never-ending obedience to government coerced vaccine compliance. What 2020 and 2021 have now exhaustively proven to the globalists is that fear is their ultimate weapon against humanity. Through the use of coordinated fear, they can convince about half the population of the world to be injected with deadly spike protein gene therapy shots that will kill them over time. Conveniently, all those deaths can be blamed on something else, like cancer, thereby avoiding any blame being focused on the vaccines. Why is there already a 29 times increase in stillborn babies, by the way? As Steve Kirsch writes at Substack.com, quote, there is a 29-fold increase in the rate of stillborn babies in Waterloo, Ontario, that started after vaccination program rolled out. All the mothers of the stillborn babies were vaccinated. Yes, this is a big deal. But nobody is listening. Cardiac risk could go up 1,000 times after vaccination, and it wouldn't matter. Nobody is listening, unquote. As psychologists know very well, when fear is combined with sensory overload, that is, too much news, too many voices, conflicting reports, etc., People naturally default to anything that resembles authority. Their rational mind is completely shut down, and they can no longer engage in critical thinking. Once they are sufficiently pounded into relentless fear, the governments of the world herd them into vaccination centers for their obedient depopulation shots. With a page ripped right out of the Stanford prison experiment, they also transform obedient vax recipients into societal, quote, prison guards, unquote. Enforcers who demand that everyone else be injected with the same concoction, or else. This is why so many vax people have turned into raging lunatics who try to force their death shots on everyone around them. And just maybe the vaccine prions are eating their brains too, causing aggressive personality changes. 10 predictions on how, or for how, Omicron hysteria will be exploited by terrorist governments to accelerate their murderous genocide against humanity. Over the last several months, I, and again this is Mike Adams speaking, I have publicly predicted the release of a new scarier bioweapon narrative. The coordinated mass media Omicron freakout was easily predicted, and many of us across independent media are on the record predicting exactly this. But what will they do next? That's also very easy to see, since it all comes from the same playbook as COVID. Omicron hysteria will be aggressively pushed and used in every way imaginable to achieve totalitarian control over the masses, who will then be lined up and taken to death camps for efficient extermination. Here are my 10 predictions for Omicron and 2022. Prediction number one. Omicron variant hysteria will be used to reset everyone's vaccine passports to zero, coercing people into a whole new round of vaccines for this new variant. Those stupid enough to go along with Omicron variant vaccines will be signing up for a never-ending series of spike protein bioweapons injections, which will eventually kill them. Prediction number two. Omicron hysteria will be exploited to justify aggressive vaccine mandates, demanding that this new emergency overrides all human rights, medical freedom, and body autonomy. Prediction number three. Although the Omicron variant has so far only been found in fully vaccinated people, the lying corporate media will blame its origins on the unvaccinated.
Prediction number four. The Omicron variant will be used as a cover story by the corporate media to try to explain away all the antibody-dependent enhancement deaths caused by COVID vaccines. Even as vaccinated people die in large numbers, the media will blame the unvaccinated and demand that unvaccinated people be completely locked down and denied access to society. Prediction number five, Omicron hysteria will be used to attempt to criminalize dissent against vaccines, mandates, government authority, or the COVID criminals behind the gain-of-function research, such as Anthony Fauci. All such dissenting speech will be designated a, quote, danger to society, and those who utter such speech will be accused of killing people. Prediction number six, mass hysteria pushed by the journo-terrorist media will justify governors ordering more lockdowns, leading to more supply chain failures, product scarcity, and price inflation. Prediction number seven, if the media can push the Omicron hysteria with enough ferocity, it will be used to either cancel the 2022 midterm elections or demand universal mail-in voting, citing the, quote, extreme dangers of anyone going out in public. Prediction number eight, every economic failure caused by the incompetent criminal Biden regime will be blamed on Omicron. This imaginary, quote, variant instantly becomes a scapegoat for sky-high energy prices, supply shortages, and empty grocery store shelves. The media will blame everything on Omicron, and then they will blame Omicron on the unvaccinated. Prediction number 9, at some point, either the Omicron variant or the next one that's unleashed will be used to justify door-to-door mandatory vaccines in America, along with the medical kidnapping of anyone who resists, taking them away to COVID concentration camps for efficient extermination. This practice has already begun in Australia, where the military is kidnapping indigenous people and taking them away to camps at gunpoint. And Lou, you and I heard two very eloquent Aboriginal people. One was a woman, one was a man. Such well-spoken, intelligent people. They were lamenting, and they were calling out for the world to do something, weren't they?
They were. Let's hope that the world does something.
I know. So prediction number 10, Omicron won't be the last variant that's used to evoke mass hysteria and multi-billion dollar government payouts to big pharma. This scandemic will be repeated every year or so in perpetuity for as long as the people remain in fear and go along with it.
And again, this was an analysis by a listener, Richard. Maybe if they say it's a vaccine, we won't notice the war. The mRNA meets no definition of a vaccine, even though it contains live COVID viruses. It does not heal, cure, treat, or prevent transmission. It is a gene modification experiment whose results were known before its release. It does not deserve to be called a treatment, except as a lethal injection treats life as a disease, which turns out to be the point of this, the frantic rush to spread the cure worse than its purported disease. Before enough people catch on to some unpleasant facts, such as the one about we are at war, they just haven't told us. The war has been planned for over 2 centuries. And defies logic or expectations of a moral, especially Judeo-Christian people. It is a war put together by a political class, not only criminal, but criminally insane. Not a pleasant thought, but we are ruled by those. They have organized their operation. They have planned well. They are generally Satanists, often pedophiles, and as Jesse Kelly points out, with 3 distinguished characteristics. No love of country, no experience of such real world realities as having to work for a living, and an absolute certainty their innate superiority justifies their treating us as livestock, which they may justly slaughter. And from Gateway Pundit, we have this. Shocking. Big Pharma received emergency use approval a couple of weeks ago for the COVID variant discovered a couple of days ago. This is by Joe Hoft, and it was published November 27th, 2021.
That's like the reporter saying that Building 7 had been brought down, and then it was falling in the background, as the reporter said it.
Yeah, that's
discrepancy
exactly right.
Time.
Yep, exactly right. And the subtitle says, The Wonders of Modern Medicine. It seems only yesterday we were reporting on the new COVID variant coming out of Africa. But within hours, there were already vaccines for the new variant. Reuters reported yesterday. Novavax Incorporated said on Friday it had started work on a version of its COVID-19 vaccine to target the variant detected in South Africa and would have the shot ready for testing and manufacturing in the next few weeks. The company's COVID-19 shot contains an actual version of the virus's spike protein that cannot cause disease but can trigger the immune system. The vaccine developer said it had started developing a spike protein specifically based on the known genetic sequence of the variant, B.1.1.529. Novavax's vaccine received its first emergency use approval earlier this month in Indonesia, followed by the Philippines. Other vaccine developers, including Germany's BioNTech SE and Johnson & Johnson, have said they are testing the effectiveness of their shots against the new variant, which is named Omicron by the World Health Organization. As we reported last night, other companies are ready to test their vaccines within the next 2 weeks as well. More shots? Pfizer BioNTech will know vaccine's effectiveness against Omicron variant soon. Can ship new jab tailored to emerging variant in 100 days. The conservative Treehouse writes, wow, 72 hours ago, no one even heard the name Omicron variant. Now in less than 3 days, a variant has been identified, global travel has been halted, states of emergency have been declared, and now we see a pharmaceutical company announcing the variant-specific vaccine trial that will begin in the U.S. in a few weeks. The government relationship, or this government relationship with Big Pharma, is certainly generating some fast action, eh? Yes, the miracles of modern medicine.
And if you appreciate this program, listeners, we do need your help to stay on the air, and you notice there are no commercials. We're not associated with any commercials that precede or follow us, and we give you hard-hitting information. If you'd like to help us, you can send a check made out either to Global Star Communications or WWCR, and you can send a little cash or even a few postage stamps are helpful to Lou Caverly, C-A-V-E-R-L-Y, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, capital B-E-T-H-L-E-H-E-M, Maryland, 21609. And again, that's Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. It's very clear, too. With this so-called miracle of modern medicine, it's clear to us, Lou, that if bluster and fear-mongering don't work to urge the masses back into their chains, something worse may be planned. On a November program, and you can go to our website, dividedkingdomradio.com, and look under breaking news. We have these in our essay, some important information, research showing possible elements that were preparatory, that have already been placed in these COVID clot shots. These could be preparatory for either Ebola or Marburg as a future pandemic. That program was, I think, November 18th, repeating on November 25th. Then we had Bill Gates in the news rubbing his hands suggestively as he speculated on the possible coming one day of smallpox. Another astute listener, Art, points out that only two labs in the world are authorized to store smallpox, one at the CDC in Atlanta and one in Russia. But here we have an article by Children's Health Defense Team, November 24, 2021. This week with Mary plus Polly, frozen vials labeled smallpox discovered at vaccine research facility and more. This week, Mary Holland, Children's Health Defense President, and Polly Tomey, co-producer of Vaxxed, cover the latest COVID headlines, including news that Bill Gates warned governments must prepare for smallpox terror attacks by investing billions in research and development, and frozen vials labeled smallpox were discovered in a freezer at a vaccine research facility in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The vials contain the virus found in the smallpox vaccine. And Lou and I noted that this article said the vials contain no trace of virus known to cause smallpox. So we assume that there is a difference here, that the virus found is the virus, as they say, that was found in the smallpox vaccine. Also on tap this week, child health experts hope community clinics, in-person classes, well child visits, and the rollout of COVID vaccines for children could help boost routine childhood immunizations, which dropped during the pandemic. And now we go on for some more highlights. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration authorized Moderna and Pfizer's COVID vaccine booster shots for all U.S. adults after reviewing new data supporting the extra doses. It's very troubling, says Mary. And we have some more dots here, some important things from that article. Pfizer miscounted the number of deaths in one of the most important clinical trials in the history of medicine, its COVID vaccine trial. This is another stunning article, said Mary. This is so significant. Another one, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, said it suspended vaccine mandates to comply with a November 12th ruling by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals barring the agency from enforcing them pending judicial review. This is big news, said Mary. Stay tuned. The refusal of the commander of the Oklahoma National Guard to enforce the Pentagon's COVID vaccine mandate opened up a dispute about the limits of the federal government's authority and the chain of command of the military. Stand firm, said Pauley. A source who works with Bank of America disclosed a pilot program beginning November 18th that plans to separate vaccinated from unvaccinated employees. It's straight-up segregation, said Mary. Crowds will be permitted to celebrate New Year's Eve in Times Square this year, but everyone ages 5 and up must bring proof of full vaccination and a valid photo ID. Not surprising, said Pauley. By the end of this winter, everyone in Germany will either be vaccinated, recovered, or dead. Jens Spahn, Germany's health minister, told a news conference in Berlin. This was shocking to me, said Pauley. Nearly 40,000 protesters descended on Belgium's capital in a revolt against strict anti-COVID measures. People are not putting up with this, said Mary. This is happening across Europe, Pauley agreed. These people are fighting for their lives, she said. Tens of thousands of people protested in Vienna against COVID restrictions after Austria's government announced a new lockdown and said vaccines would be made compulsory next year. Let's see where this goes, said Mary. The chief minister of the Australian Capital Territory announced a harsh lockdown, putting people into quarantine who are testing positive or in close contact with those with COVID. Things are scary in Australia, said Pauley.
From LifeSite News, Australian Army hauls 38 citizens to quarantine facility over some positive COVID tests. From, as I said, LifeSite News, November 22nd, 2021, Dateline Darwin, Australia. The government of Australia's Northern Territory has ordered the transfer of 38 Australians from a remote Aboriginal town to a quarantine facility. 9 people there had tested positive for COVID-19. The group of 38 identified by health authorities as either positive cases or, quote, close contacts, unquote, was taken in Army trucks to Howard Springs Quarantine Facility, located at a former mining camp near Darwin in northern Australia. Quote, it is highly likely that more residents will be transferred to Howard Springs today, either as positive cases or close contacts, announced Michael Gunner, Chief Minister of the Northern Territory, at a press conference Sunday. In the Aboriginal town of Binjari, near Katherine, in Australia's Northern Territory, 9 people tested positive for COVID. Both Binjari and the neighboring town of Rockhole are now fully locked down. Residents are not allowed to leave their homes except for emergencies, medical treatment, or, quote, if required by law, unquote. Gunner described Binjari as a low vaccination community, but said the vaccination status of the positive cases has not been confirmed yet. He also thanked the Australian Armed Forces for assisting with the transfer of positive cases and close contacts to the quarantine facility. Said Gunner, quote, we are grateful for the support of about 20 ADF, that is Australian Defense Forces, personnel, as well as Army trucks to assist with the transfer of positive cases and close contacts and to support the communities. According to the Northern Territory's official COVID website, there are 2, quote, mandatory supervised quarantine facilities, unquote, in that part of the country. One is located in Alice Springs, and the other called the Center for National Resilience, in Howard Springs, just south of Darwin. According to Engineering Film, ACOM, A-E-C-O-M, the facility can host up to 850 people. According to Gunner, more than 3,000 tests were carried out in the Northern Territory within 24 hours. Officials at yesterday's press conference urged residents of the affected towns to get tested and announce, and this is in quotes, an extensive testing effort over the next 24 to 48 hours. Gunner also urged people to get vaccinated. He said, quote, excuse me, We will keep testing and doing vaccinations. We did 29 vaccinations in Rockhole yesterday. 27 were first dose.
And, you know, Lou, we'll interrupt to say that we heard one of these women crying out for the world to come and help these people. But you see, this Center for Resilience, National Resilience, that's a very Orwellian term.
Oh, yes.
We know that would mean let's get rid of these primitive aborigines, and then we'll be more resilient as a nation. We'll be heading toward the Hitler Superman ideal. And when we think about our country here, have we heard that President Biden will do something to save those people in Australia and bring back freedom? Of course we haven't. We're in a Marxist, Jesuit, Illuminati, Freemasonry takeover in this country. And if you don't think this is true, think what it would have been like back in Eisenhower's day. We were talking with someone today telling about a man who did a lot of carpentry work for us in 2012, and he's a great guy, but he was working in the home of John Eisenhower. Again, this was one of the one of the more affluent waterfront homes near Easton, Maryland. But what he told us was how down to earth John Eisenhower was and how he invited this man and his brother into his den. And they had coffee, and they got to talk a while. And on the wall, our friend noticed pictures of Ike in the concentration camps as he helped to liberate them. We would be helping Australia, but we are losing our own freedoms. And we must move on, because we know that some of you are awake, and you can pray. God can foil things. We hope and pray that a number of attorneys general will be bringing suit. Some things are happening. Pray for God to foil the evil. So we now have Children's Health Defense, some reports of injuries after COVID vaccines near 1 million mark. CDC, FDA, clear Pfizer, Moderna boosters for all adults. We know that that has happened. And just skimming this here, we must get to now this week's U.S. data for 5 to 11-year-olds show. And now, again, the date of this article was the date today, I believe November 12th is it. So we see what was happening. By that point, this week's data for 5 to 11-year-olds show 1,426 total adverse events, including 9 rated as serious, and 1 reported death that occurred in an 11-year-old girl from Georgia vaccinated September 14th prior to the authorization of Pfizer's COVID vaccine in the 5 to 11 age group. 444 adverse events have been reported into the 5 to 11 age group since November 1. Now, Lou, we hear that VAERS only reports 1%. So what would that really be if there were 444 adverse events?
Well, let's see now. That'd be around 44,000, I think.
Oh, wow. Now, think about that, listeners. The rest of the reports in VAERS for children in the 5 to 11 age group occurred prior to the authorization of Pfizer's COVID vaccine and are due to product administered to patient of inappropriate age. Now, let's look at the week also, the U.S. data for that week for 12 to 17-year-olds. 23,105 total adverse events. Now, Lou, if we have that many for older youth, 12 to 17, does it make sense that it would be safe for little kids, littler kids?
It certainly does not.
No.
No.
And this 23,105 included 1,429 rated as serious and 30 reported deaths. Now, I'm going to see if there's a little bit more here on this. You and I need, we should be in the music world where we hoped we would have had other talents. We'd have a page turner as we played the grand piano.
That's right.
One way.
That would be handy.
Yeah. Okay. So the most recent death in that group includes a 16-year-old girl from Missouri who died after receiving her second dose of Pfizer. And there's an ID number for that girl, 18-23671. So you see, this is documented. Other reported deaths include a 17-year-old female from Washington, VAERS ID 18-28901, who died October 29th, reportedly, from a heart condition after receiving her second dose of Pfizer. A 12-year-old girl from South Carolina, VAERS ID 17-84945, who hemorrhaged 22 days after receiving Pfizer's COVID vaccine, and a 13-year-old girl from Maryland, VAERS ID 18-15096, who died from a heart condition 15 days after receiving her first dose of Pfizer's vaccine. 59 reports of anaphylaxis among 12 to 17-year-olds, where the reaction was life-threatening, required treatment, or resulted in death, with 96% of cases attributed to Pfizer's vaccine. 559 reports of myocarditis and pericarditis, heart inflammation, with 549 cases attributed to Pfizer's vaccine. 134 reports of blood clotting disorders, with all cases attributed to Pfizer. Okay.
And we have this week's VAERS data from December 14th, 2020 to November 12th, 2021 for all age groups combined. 19% of the deaths were related to cardiac disorders. 54% of those who died were male and 42% female. The average age of death was 72.7. As of November 12th, 4,362 pregnant women reported adverse events related to COVID vaccines, including 1,376 reports of miscarriage or premature birth. Of the 3,158 cases of Bell's palsy reported, 51% were attributed to Pfizer and 41% to Moderna and only 8% to J&J. 743 reports of Guillain-Barré syndrome, with 42% of cases attributed to J&J.
And Lou, we learned that the states bypassed the CDC and gave out the COVID boosters to all adults before authorization. And when we look at just the human interest story, how sad it is, all those children in Los Angeles being forced to be vaccinated to go to school. And we have this, several children in California sick after receiving wrong COVID vaccine doses. And this was Denise Iserloff, said she took her two children, ages 8 and 11, to a clinic where they received 20 micrograms of dosage instead of the recommended 10 micrograms. And so they went on to say that this woman, the mother, said she wasn't made aware of the error until 10 hours after her children were vaccinated. Both of her children stayed home from school on Monday with bad stomach aches, and her oldest child fell down twice in the hours following the shot. Much more serious things are going to happen, we fear. So we do ask all of you out there to pray for America. Pray that America will repent. And please send people to DividedKingdomRadio.com. May God watch over all of you. Good night.